You report to what, four men, five men, or do you report to the chairman? What's the Admiral Radford?
Yeah.
Or Admiral Radford?
There's nobody between me and Admiral Moore.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a direct personal.
I see. And so you got to keep him informed, and then if he wants to share that with the rest of the joint chiefs, that's up to him.
That is his decision.
Uh-huh. I see. And well, who is your...
To the point where this is, as far as I may say, a good bit of anguish. Uh-huh. Because obviously a lot of the information I have is very sensitive, and it's given to me many times as a personal privilege of the chairman. And when he is out of town, people who are generally aware of my function, you know, the acting chairman should have this information, and I've been knocked on drag out fights with some other people who feel that I should, but I've never
heard of that. You have a hard rule where that's concerned. Nobody has access to your material except the chairman.
So when there's an acting chairman, you don't, unless it's so pertinent and relevant that you have to
have it. Have to have it. Mm-hmm. And then I very carefully paraphrase or just give him exactly what he needs to.
So during the week, actually, that meeting that was reported by Anderson, there was a sort of a
group
of prayers. It was about three or four days in a row that there was somebody else there.
Westmoreland, Ryan, and I think on one occasion, both of them all.
And it goes one day each, 24 hours?
No, it depends upon their mutual schedule.
Oh, I see.
You know, all these people are fairly heavily committed, well in advance of things they can't get out of. So then there is an intricate little schedule that's worked out on a certain hour, a certain day. The senior man has it, then as soon as he flies off on some commitment, then whoever else in the town picks it up. And works on a seniority basis.
It does on a seniority.
Yes.
So,
the senior chief.
Now, is there a comparable arrangement at this end of your conduit that you report to one man or a set of people? Or?
I report to Al Hagen Henry.
Uh-huh. And nobody else?
Nobody else.
Okay.
I mean, the things that I do are outside of the correspondence system, unless it's a formal NFC staff action, which has been given to me for action. But 9/10 of the things that I do, I give to Al, and then it's a matter of his judgment whether or not it goes to Henry. On some occasions where I know there's other interest, Dick Kennedy gets copies of things, John Holdridge, or the principal staff officers, and we know over the course of time that the things that I'm giving them are come from potentially privileged sources, things which have been held very, very closely within the military, private communications to chairman, things of that sort. Everybody knows the basis on which I give them these things, the essential background that they have to know. They can fill out their part of the picture over here.
Well, I'm sorry, but your alter ego, this yeoman, was at a very critical crossroads, so to speak, in the transmission of information in the national security apparatus.
I have access to it, everything the chairman sees.
And he has access to virtually everything there is, I guess.
And I don't specialize in one area. I cover the whole waterfront. So I have an unusual accumulation of things.
You see CIA memoranda and tables, and you see State Department stuff.
I see things from the Office of Secretary of Defense, everything from the Joint Staff.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, I take it from what you said about his leave that you more or less set this man's schedule for him, Radford. When he comes to work, when he goes home, what he does while he's there, is all by
the way.
Yeah. Is he the kind of a fellow that's a self-starter, or is he an enlisted man who waits for orders before he does something, or what kind of person is he?
We establish a routine. I mean, talk at the hell out of paper, you know, and in a hurry, so he'll get in early and he'll kind of sort things out, you know, and give some broad guidance. I mean, his primary concern now.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to see immediately, so I'm ready to respond, etc.
And he uses some
judgment and initiative in those regards.
Yeah.
So he tried to keep the things that are important in front of me. The maintenance of my files, I'm going to kind of set that up, and I indicate the things that I want to keep in general, what files to go to. So as he gets time, then he gets these things in the file and organized and what have you.
Well,
that's about the extent of really know, the necessity of an independent judgment or action.
Otherwise, his initiative is a plus, I take it. If he's doing those things, that you've assigned.
I mean, broad guidance, and he's going to go ahead and take care of all those kinds of things. He kind of runs my little portable office.
Aside from the family problems that you told me about, does he have any other emotional problems or hang-ups that you've noticed, or any prejudices or quirks that sort of define his personality for you?
No, really. I think to my impression, he's a very curious young guy. He's not philosophized a great deal in our discussions or anything. I know on one occasion, I forget what we were talking about. It was the war in Vietnam or something. I know he's kind of closed himself with him, on a man of principles, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a thing of mine the other day.
Mm-hmm. Is he hung up on India?
Not to my knowledge. We never discussed the pros and cons of current situation. He just been running too fast or something.
He's
never volunteered anything to me one way or the other. So we just not, you know, discussed how things are going, and nor have I acted, nor how you see things when you were up there.
You had the chance to think a lot about this whole episode, the back end of this stuff. Can you account for it anyway?
Well, I mean, I've constructed a theory.
All right.
And I did as of last Tuesday when I first saw Al and subsequently a few days and everything else. And to my mind, as I read this whole series, I'm thinking something else. I know it all comes from my father. I'm not really certain about it. And yesterday I gave Stuart on the other side another piece of information. Chuck had typed for me. It was a little thin piece. I just kind of done a scratch paper for the conversation I was going to have with Al.
The other day of trying to find out if the one that involved a part of Sam, which is a burn bag. And we tried, in the interrogation, we tried to draw him out on that and to say we were in the process of checking all the burn bags, and we have not been able to find that. He wasn't saying too much, but he said, well, I'm sure, you know, it's the best I can remember, I'm sure I put it in there. I always put them in the burn bag. Now, I don't know if that is a...
You quite a problem about that.
Yes, I mean, they keep the burn bag there and everything else.
Do you see him ever doing it?
We're in adjacent office.
That's right. And he was
and
allowed
the
burn bag...
between the two, right outside the office.
Right. And he was allowed the burn bag would be in his section.
The burn bag is his section, and as I call through traffic and everything else, and I sort of green mark across the front, I don't want to keep it or anything. Maybe he didn't pick it up periodically from my upper desk, if I can hear him carrying out there. And the last thing we do after we close up the office over here tonight, I ring the elevator and he runs across to the other office and puts our burn bag in the big pickup thing over there.
Well, let me ask you, go back now to your theory of the case, so to speak. Why did he do
this? I knew that he had some money problems. I mean, just living here and everything else. And I really thought, though, he had some kind of a Ellsberg syndrome about the Indian thing. I know he has the Indian friends visit with him and everything else. I know George was brought out as the finest tour of duty he'd ever had and everything. He was delighted when he had a chance to go back there with Henry on his left. Mm-hmm. The old friends up there in the gallery, all the rest of it. Money, that, and I thought there was some disappointment about having to stay on. Chuck, where did you get these things? I said, well, pick the burn bags up and dispose of things left to them. I kind of go through them before I pack them sometimes, but I'm not sure or whatever.
On the trip?
On the trip.
Mm.
And, well, there are portions of MFR, there's,
what does that mean?
Memos for the record.
Oh.
Memcon.
Mm-hmm.
Things that maybe. There are copies of them coming up to and what have you. And, I spent a night culling through this, and 90% of it I just had learned. There are a few things that gave some fairly significant insights on things that were going on that I assembled and made some comments on a cover sheet. And I showed that before. And when he had read them, he discussed them, and gave them all back to me. And I had a little box of my personal faith with the Pentagon. I then asked Rather, was this, how did you get all these things? Well, it just kind of came across. I thought maybe this was so I got this thing. When I was going out on his trip, these arrangements like particular interest. I said, look, we're concerned about the troop withdrawal rate and anything else, and any discussions that so Al may have with General Abrams or Ambassador Bunker or President Q. I said, I don't know what you're doing on this thing, but come on now, you know, you're a confident here and everything else. I don't want you to, go peeking, but if you hear anything, fine. When he came back, he again had a couple of the memcons and a couple of messages and what have you to make available. Of those, there's only one significant, which is our discussion with President Q about the forthcoming plan that I made available to the chairman.
Had he ever done that before with anything that he'd come up with that had not been generated in your office?
Every now and then he runs a messenger service when he comes over and delivers something over here. I guess the gals will give him some stuff to drop off at INL. And if everyone is just of any interest to the fan, I'll say no.
If it were something of interest, would you take it out?
I would look at it and see if it's okay, Chuck, because you're on that portion of it or something of that sort.
Send it over to
yourself.
So he has had some access that is outside of your ordinary channels of he's bird dogging occasionally and bringing things. And
I'm obviously not very happy about having to relate that.
I understand. But he, of course, has gone into this in his testimony, and he testified that he had actually delved into people's briefcases and come up with material which he had duplicated and turned over to Captain Ronson. Have you ever done that with you?
Robbie had told me that Chuck had done